GoBerkey.com today.
I was so pleased this hour of America tonight to be in New York City. And here we are at the UN, at the UNICEF facility. And Jocelyne Croes, who is the minister for Aruba in the U.S., sitting right by me now. I said to her, I want to be the minister of something, the minister of fun. And luckily she has a good sense of humor, so she smiled at me. But she has a serious message that we're going to talk about here on America Tonight, folks. Jocelyne, thanks so much for popping on America Tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, let's talk about what your mission is. It's very similar to what we're seeing happen in the United States with kids and obesity. And as somebody who's yo-yoed my whole life, you know, we grew up with Pop-Tarts sometimes.
They're good.
Yeah, and it wasn't always the fruit and the vegetables. You're seeing that there's obviously the same problem in Aruba and in other countries as well. So what is it what's your message? What are you trying to put out there?
Well, right at this moment in Aruba, it started the 8th. From the 8th to 11th, there's taking place the first Pan-American Conference on Obesity, mm-hmm. with a special focus on childhood obesity, organized by the government of Aruba in collaboration with the Pan-American Health Organization, which is the regional health organization for the Americas. And it's the conference, as I said, on obesity, which is special focus on childhood obesity. And basically, the conference is bringing together ministers of health, education, agriculture, and social development, and also a lot of well-renowned obesity experts in the region to present a united front in fighting this disease. And why? Well, as you just mentioned, United States of America has a big problem, so guess what? Aruba has higher rates of obesity than United States of America, and so does Mexico, and so do some other countries in the region. As a matter of fact, the Americas have the highest rate of overweight people in the world, with 50% of its population being overweight and 26% of the population in the Americas, so from Canada to Southern Cone, being overweight.
Wow, what do you attribute that too?
I think a lot of it, of course, it has different components, but we can't forget that the Americas went through a tremendous rate of urbanization in the last 30 years, and, well, maybe even longer, of course, and that has had a strong impact on change in lifestyles, just like we have here. You know, people are more sedentary. The foods we eat are less healthy, as you just mentioned. We think they're good, as I just joked about Pop-Tarts are good, is that it is. That's what it is that we are fed foods that we think are good from childhood. We eat them, and we create a certain unhealthy habit in terms of eating, and that's what has happened. You know, people have moved to urban areas where they lead more sedentary lifestyles and where they consume foods that are starchy, that are sugary, that are cheap, and that are unhealthy. And this is the biggest problem. Obesity or overweight is a very simple correlation.
Yeah.
You eat the wrong food, you eat too many calories, you don't move, you gain weight.
Right. Yeah. So, we all know about that, absolutely. So, and you mentioned this, not just Aruba, Barbados, you have a whole list of countries. You mentioned right. Canada, Brazil, Colombia, Mexico, and of course the United States as well. How do you make this, or how do you have this trickle down to the families? What do you do? What kind of a campaign do you do? As you know, Michelle Obama, Mrs. Obama, of course, that's her big thing. She just came out with the plate and, of course, more vegetables and fruits and smaller starches and whatnot. How do you trickle down that word to these other countries?
Well, it takes a comprehensive approach, you know, and that's why, as I mentioned, you have the ministers of health, education, agriculture, social development together with NGOs and industry. Why? Because this is not just a health issue. You know, for a very long time, as a matter of fact, in the Americas, it was always put as part of non-communicable diseases. If you keep it in the realm of non-communicable diseases only, you won't be able to involve all these other actors that have a strong impact on obesity. So what do you do? What's happening right now is in Aruba is that they are coming up with a specific action plan for the Americas as a region That will be presented at the UN General Assembly in September as a action plan for the region, and that will be the declaration of, it will be called the Declaration of Aruba, and of course of great importance. Now, you just mentioned Barbados, Brazil, Canada, Colombia. Best practices of these countries are being presented now at the conference. Experts are presenting these. Colombia has an incredible best practice in getting its communities active in urban areas. They have the Ciclovia, which exists like for already about, I think, 20, 30 years, where they close up whole segments of the city to get families involved. It's a family activities, kids buy, families run, and what it is, it's a whole education process that people need to be moving together and do it together with your family, and it's an incredibly success story, and Aruba actually has taken it on as well as trying to adjust it to our own reality, of course, in getting people moving. And we have best practices from Brazil. Brazil has introduced an incredible project where they have eliminated commercials of food, of junk food, and sweet drinks during all children's programming.
You're kidding.
They have done that on public television. Mexico has a best practice where they have eliminated the same thing, sugary foods and junk food in all public schools.
Wow.
Now, these are best practices that need to be shared with the region because they are bringing successes. And since the region has such a problem, that's why also we're sharing that. Another very important focus, actually, in this conference, and which I'm very happy to be able to talk to media here, is the fact that is looking at the role of the media in combating childhood obesity, because as well, not just in commercials, but in the way you talk about the issue, I think media has a very, we think media has a very important role in helping in combating childhood obesity across the region. So we'll be working with media from, you know, Canada to
all the way down
South America to see, to come with a plan of action on how you approach media. So that will be one of the results of the conferences in engaging media on combating this pandemic.
All right. We have to have some fun here, though, at the tail end of this.
Sure.
You are the minister for Aruba. That is an incredible country. I mean, that is all sun and fun at all. There are so many cool things to do in Aruba, and I know people right now are listening to this saying, Aruba. So what? Ultimately, what's the best part about your job, the fun part?
The fun part? Well, you know, it's people always ask me that, you know, what does Aruban's interest in the United States is, of course, great. First of all, you know, we have up to 1.5 million tourists a year, and 70% of which are from the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very happy to have all the great American citizens.
Yeah, don't give them all those starches.
And that's the great fun of Aruba, you know. And in order to facilitate your travel, of course, I have to deal sometimes with the more boring stuff to make sure that, you know, you can continue pre-clearing immigration in Aruba instead of sending all these long lines in Miami, which I just experienced in flying over from El Salvador.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then I said, oh my God, this is really great that we have U.S. immigration pre-clearance in Aruba, and that I don't have to do it here. I never realized what a privilege it was. So it's good to do. So my fun job, some part, is trying to, you know, of course, promote Aruba in a great way. But I must admit that a lot of my job is very serious, you know, because as you know, Aruba is also, strategically located. I work on economic development, economic promotion, you know, on peace and security issues. So unfortunately, I must say that not the biggest part of my job is really just fun.
Right, but it's the other stuff.
It's the other serious stuff, which
Minister
we have
for
to do.
Minister Aruba, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.
Appreciate
really
it.
Great. Thank you so much.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL21 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL21 at AdamandEve.com.
Is the weekend over already? Woo! Boy, we found a lot out when we were at the UN, including, you just heard that last conversation with the minister from Aruba. What I found fascinating in what she had to say is the fact that, can you believe in Brazil, they actually pulled the commercials off the air when kids would be watching television? Advertisers would have a stroke if that happened in the United States. Saturday morning cartoons, have you ever sat down and watched them? It's all about Cocoa Puffs and Frosty Flakes and everything and anything that has lots of sugar in it. Kids are like, push the sugar and the fries and the McDonald's and the Burger King. I mean, that is what makes the Saturday morning cartoons roll on. And if you, it's true, if you sit down and don't DVR anything. You sit down and you go from, you know, a couple of shows, from show to show, maybe even just 2 hours, and you count the amount of commercials that are crammed and jammed down those kids' throats and how they suck them in. It's unbelievable, isn't it? And it's serious bucks, and there is no way that the United States would do that. There is no way those commercials would be pulled off. Hey, please, as punch as always, to be here as your captain of this little ship called America tonight. And coming up on the menu, boy, a couple of things from the sports world that we can't ignore right from the get-go. How about the 24-1 long shot winning the Belmont and the Mavs icing the Heat? We'll touch on that in our next segment. And as much as I want to get away from Wienergate, We can't, because another shoe has dropped. I mean, this is the story that just keeps on giving, and there's lessons to be learned here, folks. I thought about this today. If I said to you, what do a single mom, a porn star, and a student have in common? You're waiting for the punchline, right? Anthony's Wiener. Yeah, Congressman Wiener. More women, more photos, more nonsense, more of the circus. Why can he not just resign? And now, because Wiener has decided to go the extra step, and we're going to tell you about that in a second. I think he may hang around, or at least he's going to try to hang around for a while and keep on hanging on tight to that congressional seat. Here's what Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Congresswoman Schultz, had to say about Wiener getting out of the way.
I think Anthony Wiener needs to resign so he can focus on his family, focus on his own well-being.
Yeah, speaking of focusing on his own well-being, this is what I call the political CYA. It's more of the same old thing. Why not just throw out there that I need professional treatment? So, in his own words, Congressman Wiener. Whoop, or maybe not. I'll tell you about his own words. All right, here we go.
I've made pretty serious mistakes, and I need to redeem myself, and I'm working hard to try to get back to normal.
Nothing explicit, nothing indecent, absolutely nothing inappropriate.
Yeah, I mean, what does that tell you there? Just the same old nonsense. So he says that he is going to seek treatment. Clearly, that's fine if he wants to seek treatment, but it's just political cover for him. And there's no way he can say, I mean, he's a tweeting fool. There's no way he can say that he didn't know what was going on. You send out 140 blasts. It's 140 characters. That's the most you can send out. It's a blast. There's no way that he can say he mistweeted a crotch shot. He did it. It's not some kind of bizarre Twitter mistake. It's a public abuse, a public figure abusing his power, inappropriate behavior in a public forum. So it's not about Twitter and screw-ups and any of that. It's about the guy. It's about the politician. And there's no way he should probably even be tweeting. If you're a public official, you can't have personal conversations on a Twitter account. For a public person, that type of platform should only be professional, don't you think? So if you want to tweet what's going on with a bill or someone that you just met on some trip somewhere that your constituents might want to know about, or what you're doing about potholes, what you're doing about other things that affect people in your district, okay. But professionally, that's so hands-off. He's so unauthentic. And I think we found that out when he tried the first time around to cover his tracks by blaming everything on Twitter. So at this point, we can't not have a follow-up. And the follow-up is the headlines are just ridiculous. More photos emerging, more nonsense coming out of what happened with the congressman and who knows how many women, the possibility of a 17-year-old. But the 17-year-old, it was just a tweet back, somebody that was one of his constituents. That was it. Regardless, he's done. If he wants to get treatment, that's fine, but he needs to be gone, and this conversation needs to be off the table. It's too tough to resist it, though, isn't it? There's a punchline a second. I could probably, in a minute and a half, give you about 10 of them. It might be my best exit lines of all time here on America Tonight. You know, the things that I do occasionally at the end of the hour, the little laughs that I'm hoping I'm going to get somewhere in the night. When you're driving down the road or sitting in bed and you can't fall asleep, it's just too bloody easy. All right, so it really was a weekend of photos. And the other big photos released, and this is the Daily Salute. This is huge. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, first pictures that have been released of her since she was shot cold-bloodedly in the head, point-blank range, by Jared Lee Loeffner back in January. I've posted the photo. If you haven't seen it, go to the website, americatonight.net, and you'll see the photo. She looks pretty good. She looks fantastic, as a matter of fact, when you think of what she's been through. I'm surprised. I heard that they still weren't really going to release the photos, that it wasn't looking good, and I guess maybe that was a ruse. So with everything, with all the treatments, with everything that's been done, I would have to say bravo. That is the best moment of the weekend. You go from the nonsense of Congressman Wiener to bare-chested photos, new photos in the towel at the congressional gym, the same old package photos, and where were they sent, to how great it is to see Congresswoman Giffords looking pretty darn good. Pretty darn good. Other big stories of the weekend that we'll touch on just briefly. This is another one. How could you ignore it, folks? We talked ad nauseum and sadly about the people in New Zealand in that city of Christchurch after the horrific earthquake, 6.3. Remember that? Almost 200 people were killed by that. That was 4 months ago. They've been hit by another quake. Another one. I guess it was 6.0 in the afternoon on Sunday. Four tremors. And the tremors, this makes you nervous, right? Tremors, for those of you who've never been through the delightfulness of an earthquake, it's the aftershocks. It's what happens. It's the... It's like when you get a shiver down your back, only it's a shiver through the earth. Four of them. And they were 4.3 on the Richter scale. So you have to figure those people, their hearts must have been in their throats. And here they are worrying about rebuilding and what's the public infrastructure like and how do they withstand stuff. They're trying to improve the buildings and spend money in a solid country with some great people who are hoping that their buildings will be as quake-proof as possible. You know, the cost to rebuild Christchurch after the quakes estimated at $15 billion. Whew. Stay with us.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a 1 month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a 2 month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
In America is, folks, it's the Casey Anthony trial. And coming up at the tail end of the hour, weekly rewind, best interview of the week, we're going to take you back to the courtroom in Orlando in a conversation about the trunk and air samples from the trunk of the car that Casey Anthony had got rid of, where basically it was impounded. And then a scientific expert was called to the witness stand to say he was practically blown off his feet when he smelled the air samples. I'm thinking, whoo, they are nailing her to the courtroom chair. So check it out. As far as the hot ticket is concerned, you got people waiting in line overnight to get one of 50 courtroom seats because they've got the public, of course, is allowed to see the trial, but it's a small courtroom. And you've got people fighting over these tickets. You got the cops called out. Once they get a ticket, they say it's like they think they're at the old Who concerts in the 70s. It's festival seating. And they run like cattle, stampeding into the courtroom. Only in Florida, right? That a criminal trial would be a huge spectator deal. And Casey Anthony, in case you don't know the story, is a 25-year-old. She's a high school dropout who's accused of capital murder, actually, in the death of her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee. Now she's convicted of the murder. She'll face the death penalty. I say give it to her. I think she is all over the map, spinning all kinds of yarns, and I hope the prosecution is airtight in what they're presenting. It certainly looks that way, but, you know, all it takes is one juror who says there's not enough evidence, to convict her. and she'll be out of the red jumpsuit and out on the streets. And I think this case goes through sometime in July. We'll see, right? You got people 9 hours in line trying to get tickets. So we move from that, speaking of tickets, to another hot ticket of a completely different sort. A little bit of sports shorts for you. You might have just finished watching, perhaps, just a little while ago, the wrap-up of the Dallas Mavericks series against the Miami Heat. The big money was really on the Heat all season long. If you know nothing about sports, it's worth listening to this. You know that our country is all about winners, underdogs, and then complete losers. So already we've told you about complete loser Congressman Wiener, right? And Casey Anthony. Now we're going to tell you an underdog fighting her way up, Gabrielle Giffords. Well, also, you know, fighting back from where she was in January. Now she's being photographed. Now we have another team that was a hot ticket and photographed all over the place at this point with the trophy because the Mavericks are the NBA champs. Here's how it sounded down the stretch.
The game is over. The series is over. The Mavericks have scaled the NBA playoff mountain and have planted their flag. They are the NBA champions for 2010-2011. They win in six. They beat the Miami Heat 105-95.
And Dirk Nowitzki, the big guy who came through so many times in the clutch, and he had 21 in this game, wasn't a particularly hot game for him, but he had been so key all the way through, was the most valuable player. 105-95, the final score. Boom, six. Now it's parade time in Dallas. And it has nothing to do with the Dallas Cowboys, who might not even play a down this season. I'll tell you, another ticket I wish I had. Oh, it's been a horse racing season of long shots. A long shot winning the Belmont Stakes. And all you had to do was plunk down a couple of dollars on one particular horse, and you would have walked away with a nice chunk of change. The final turn, and away we go.
Animal Kingdom is sputtering in the final furlong of this year's Triple Crown. They're coming down to the finish. Rural Ice, stay thirsty and brilliant speed. It's a shocker in the Belmont. Ruler on Ice is the winner. Stay Thirsty is second. Brilliant Speed is third. Nero was fourth. A pair of mutually unpredictable Belmont Stakes running 2 minutes 30 and 4/5 seconds.
Yeah, how about that? I'm wondering how many tickets out there were thrown on the grounds and how many were cashed in. Yeah, a lot of times just for grins, people will put down a little bit of cash on a long shot, and here's the case where the long shot paid off. Matt, you had a buddy that was in Vegas and was plunking down all kinds of exactas, which for people who don't know, that's you're picking a 1 and 2 horse to finish. What did he say it was like in Vegas? Because that's a big place to watch any of the big horse races.
It was crazy, and he was calling up all my buddies, including myself. I had an exacta going, and I did have Stay Thirsty in the third spot, so I didn't really win any money. It was just $6 bets, but you never know. He could hit big, but he was taking so many bets from people from back in Minnesota that his phone actually died, and he started calling people from, like, random people's cell phones, and he said it was a really fun time, but also just crazy right up until the posting of the host of the horses. Is that what you call them? They get in the gates?
The post.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That just people are just lining up and betting left and right. And I mean, it would be something. I think horse racing is probably the one where it's just got to be crazy, almost stock trading like betting, where it's just people running around because it's very time constricted, and it's not like the Super Bowl where you kind of, I guess it could be, but the Super Bowl, you pick a team, you pick the line, you get your things ahead of time. And horse racing, it's, you know, up until the last minute, horses are getting pulled out of the race. You know, maybe one gets sick, things are happening, and it's really down to the last second of betting.
Oh, absolutely. And the parimutuel wager is so interesting because people could bet it down. So that horse could have been bet down, ruler on ice. What a name for a horse. And what a huge upset. And now the final leg of the Triple Crown, really, it was a sloppy, sloppy track because of the rain. I mean, really sloppy. So splashing to a three-quarter length victory is the perfect way to position this. That's what happened over Stay Thirsty. And the match between Shackleford and Animal Kingdom, which would be the rubber match because Animal Kingdom, of course, the Derby, Shackleford wins the Preakness. And that never really happened because it was a rainy day at Belmont. Shackleford was fifth. Animal Kingdom had a scary start, never moved into a position of contention, and finished sixth. In fact, and when you have a sloppy track, you worry about this. The jockey, John Velasquez, almost fell off Animal Kingdom when the horse was actually slammed, bumped on his right side by a horse that I liked, Mucho Macho Man, just after they started. But he got his left foot back into the stirrup. It was too late then, though, because Animal Kingdom was so far off the pace. He had dropped 13 lengths off the lead, and it was amazing almost that he finished in the middle of the pack from where that horse started. So the mud, I think, was particularly costly, but it also could have been a godsend for anybody who happened to hold that ticket. So what a spoiler horse, ruler on ice. That makes it 3 years in a row, a different horse, and just remember this, because this is always one of those questions. When was the last time we had a Triple Crown winner? And the answer is 78 and affirmed. Ruler on Ice's win makes it 3 years now in a row that a different horse has actually won each of the legs of the Triple Crown. And it's a 33-year gap now between affirmed and all of these races since we've seen somebody take it all. I mean, who knows? I didn't think I'd ever be saying this. But when you talk about records and records that won't be broken, this may be one that stands even longer. It's that hard to hit a Triple Crown. Now, and the $2 win payoff was the highest, is the eighth highest in Belmont history. So ruler on ice, if you were just plunking down a few dollars for fun and you said, geez, I like that name, you put $2 down on Ruler on Ice, you would have gotten $51.50 back. That's pretty sweet. You know, the most, Sarava was the most ever in that horse racing, in horse racing history at the Belmont for a $2 payoff, you would have won $142.50. That's the record anyway. So eighth, but still a nice chunk of change to walk away with, $51.50. So what a weekend of sports. And some of you, I'm sure, were in front of the tube, maybe watching this race, maybe watching the NBA matchup that we briefly talked about there and how huge that is for the Mavericks, the team that a lot of people didn't think could possibly get rid of Miami and certainly wouldn't have gone that far in the playoffs. Very, very, very big. Also, Jeff Gordon winning at the Pocono. I think it's like the fifth time, if you're a motorhead, fifth time that he has won that race. I mean, the guy's pushing 40. Think of him, he's such a baby-faced guy. Think of him as like, you know, 22 years old. He loves that track, no doubt about it. Coming up, the Weekly Rewind.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, natural and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America Tonight. Boy, we've been following this, and we're not the only ones. All of you listening to America Tonight have sent me a ton of emails on what I think about the Casey Anthony trial, how long it's going to last, some of the bombshells that have already come out, and a big one was dropped in a courtroom today, and it had to do with the trunk and a scientist talking about what the plausible explanation was for, remember, there was the whole thing about the smell in the trunk and whatnot. Somebody who was on the scene covering this day to day, Chris O'Donnell, joins us now. She's covering the trial, like I said, for a local television station there. So we're going to Orlando, Florida. Chris, thanks for popping on ATN.
Hey, Kate, you're very welcome.
So tell me about the scientist. I do think this is another one of those bombshells, and there have been a handful of them already delivered early on. This is a big one because there was a lot of conversation about the trunk and the car. So what happened in the testimony?
Well, it is, Kate. First off, in a way, this kind of testimony has never been introduced in a court of law before. And Dr. Arpad Voss is with what is affectionately called the Body Farm in Tennessee. And he has, for the last 20 years, been studying bodies at various rates of decomposition and the chemicals and such that they emit. So what happened in this case is he told the Orange County Sheriff's Department here in Orlando to get air samples from the trunk of that car and other areas like the garage, garbage bag, and he also had a control sample. And he had them tested at varying increments, varying levels, and they sent it to this lab in Tennessee. They also took a part of the carpet from the wheel well, which is where the stain was, which the prosecution is alleging where Kaylee's body was. And the big bombshell that happened today in court is that Dr. Voss said when he opened that container, he was shocked. The smell just took him back. And he said in 20 years of doing this, he has never smelled anything that strong from such a small sample size. And he made it very clear that obviously in his 20 years of experience, he knows what that smell smells like. There's nothing that smells quite like human decomposition. Now, that came out in depositions, but this is the first time that the jury was hearing that. And something like that is going to have a profound effect considering his credentials and what this man has been doing for the last 20 years. So the defense really tried to argue about the science. They tried to argue about the protocol. And they also tried to argue that this scientist had a financial interest. But I think a lot of those arguments fell flat for the jury.
Yeah, so like you said, of course, the jury hearing that, that's the difference. It's one thing to know that it's coming up, it exists, that kind of thing, but when you actually hear it out loud. Let me ask you a question, Chris, about the courthouse. I heard it's kind of like a mini circus because so many people want to hear what's going on. There's a lot of live trucks television-wise, and certainly it's a small courtroom, but people are trying to get in to see whatever they can. Is that true?
Yeah, it is. It's funny because this trial goes 6 days a week, so we're working on Saturday. And I wasn't there at 2 or 3 in the morning whenever the mad rush started. But people start lining up around noon, 1 o'clock in the morning to get the 50 seats in the courtroom. And apparently on Saturday there was a mad dash and then there was a fight in line. So it's really kind of unbelievable. And yes, there is a circus atmosphere, I think, to it all. But people are just so involved with this case. And they just have to be one of those 50 people that are allowed in the courtroom. And usually any day you have given 75 to 100 that are lining up. So inevitably you figure a fight would break out. And apparently that's what happened on Saturday. So there is definitely that atmosphere. It's died down just a tiny bit from obviously when the trial started, but it's still very much that feeling here. There are media trucks everywhere, at the networks, the local level. I mean, everybody is here and has taken such a deep interest in this case.
Yeah. And as I mentioned at the top when we went to you, there have been several bombshells that have been dropped. This is obviously a very big one. What would you say, because you've been there from day one and now, you know, this is the fourth week that we're into this. What were the other big revelations, do you think?
I think the biggest thing, you know, when you sat there and listened to opening arguments, the defense really went after two things. The first thing was that Casey, they agreed, told lie upon lie upon lie upon lie upon another lie, made up fictitious people, circumstances. I mean, it was a very elaborate scenario and other world that she came up with. Their defense of that was, well, Casey made those up because she was abused by her father and abused by her brother. The other thing that they tried to hammer home that Kaylee drowned in the pool and it was an accident and that her father, George Anthony, tried to help cover it up. Well, as the prosecution, started laying out the case, I think the damaging evidence came on Thursday or Friday, I can't remember which day it was, when the prosecution played those jailhouse video tapes. And what happened is on those tapes, you heard Casey interacting with her parents and her father, George, at a number of occasions saying, I'm sorry, I should have been a better father. And she's like, no, Dad, don't even say that. You were the best father. Grandfather, and on those tapes, she's also saying to Lee, tells her parents, tell Lee, I love him, thank you so much for all of his help. So that really completely mitigates, if not destroys, the defense's claim that she was abused by her father and her brother. Also, when it comes to the drowning, we heard tapes of conversations between she and the detective. And the detectives on this hour-long tape are saying to her, they're trying to give her an out, and they're saying, you know, we've been in this situation before, young mother, there may be an accident, the child drowns in the pool. They said it at least twice, and she never grabbed that. You know, she never grabbed hold of that to say, yeah, that's what happened. The drowning issue, she didn't subscribe to that at all. So I think those were two very potent arguments on the part of prosecutors to say, no, what the defense is doing isn't true. So I think those are probably the two biggest things so far, is refuting all of the defense's two biggest claims.
Yeah. We're speaking with Chris O'Donnell. She's covering the trial for a local TV station in Orlando, Florida, and talking about how interesting and how many different twists and turns that this case has taken. And do you get the feeling that there's more to come?
Well, I don't really know, Kate, at this point. I mean, every time you think, wow, they can't possibly come out with something else, they do. And I certainly wish I had a crystal ball, but I don't. if I did, I'd be in Vegas making a lot of money.
That's right.
But the big thing I think have come out so far is that the prosecution is completely refuting the abuse claims. these air samples were very big. Oh, the other big thing that happened on Friday was the FBI analyst that testified on behalf of what's called post-mortem hair banding that has only been used once in the country. It was used successfully in New York State in a murder case. And basically the FBI analyst from Quantico in Virginia said, yeah, we found a hair in that trunk that is consistent with post-mortem, or the banding is consistent with post-mortem. So I think those are the two big things and the two novel pieces of forensic science that have come out in this case. But again, you know, this case, as you said, has taken so many twists and turns that who knows what's going to happen next. We don't know ahead of time who the prosecution is going to call. We have an idea, but we don't know for sure. So who knows? I think it's going to be one of those stay tuned situations.
Yeah, the science part of this is interesting. You mentioned that it's going 6 days a week, and I'm sure that's the judge's effort to get this through a little bit faster. I was talking to an attorney the other day who thought this probably goes to the end of July, beginning of August. Are you hearing the same thing?
No, I'm not, actually. I can't say because who knows? We don't know what's going to happen. But the prosecution on Friday had to give the judge their best estimate as to when they will be done. Prosecution said we anticipate being finished with our witnesses by June 17th. And then at that point, it's the defense's turn to start calling their witnesses. Perhaps that would take another week and another two. So the line here is probably 6 to 8 weeks. But, again, today we spent all day on Dr. Voss. I don't think that was anticipated. So, you know, anything can happen to slow this down. But we're still holding, we're still hearing, yeah, we're sticking with the 6 to 8 weeks. But the prosecution said they should be wrapped up with their part of it all on June 17th.
Yeah. One last one. So when you, as you watch, as you were talking about the jury and the jury hearing that, and, of course, what the defense tries to do, as you know, from a journalist's point of view, they tried to figure out what's making them react, what's making them tick. I trust that all the jurors have been awake.
Have been awake?
Yeah, they're not falling asleep with this evidence.
No, I think, you know, today it was just a long day of very complicated science. And I think in those situations, as anybody would be, I mean, you know, you remember your classes, biology, chemistry, physics in high school. Would you want to sit through 8 hours of that? I think that would be trying for anybody and anyone who is not, you know, other than scientists who this is their field and they live and breathe it. So I think there is an amount of fatigue that sets in. By the end of the day, if you have some blockbuster, I don't know if it's going to have the same effect just because of fatigue. All, you know, we're all human and at the end of the day, you're a lot more tired than when you started it. So yes, they're very, you know, they're very much aware of what's going on and very much awake, but I think, you know, everybody's human. So at the end of a long day of science, I think it would be tough for me to, you know, to have a full head of steam ahead of me too.
I agree. It's been a pleasure, Chris O'Donnell. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight and shedding some light on this case.
You're very welcome, Kate.